Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in to In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, the three-hour radio show where you, my friends, are in fact in this league. That is what Chris Collinsworth would tell you. That is what he told us in a stupid dream that Bogman and I had 6 or 7 years ago. We just heard Chris Collinsworth saying, in this league, in this league, in this league. And we're like, all right, we're in this league. And that's what we do. That's Scott Bogman. I'm Chris Welsh. Boy, oh boy. There's some stuff going on around sports right now. The last 24 hours has been nuts.
Yeah, it's been not good for Kareem Hunt. So.
No, not one bit. So, how we're going to approach this. I mean, I'll tell you this. With the news that was going on, how it's all materialized like in a 12-hour span. Everything, every element of it. All the first stuff, I was like, how do you talk about this and tread and how do you do the whole thing? And then it just went into overdrive and it escalated to an end point. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about, we'll actually talk about week 13. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to attempt to maybe talk about some of the craziness going on with baseball as well. We'll see if we get to that. It's 3 hours of not quite unfiltered, but unfiltered-ish ITL sports fantasy talk that we've got for you. And the biggest thing going on around all of sports right now is that not only was Kareem Hunt, a video was released to TMZ that showed Kareem Hunt kind of attacking a 19-year-old woman. He pushed her. She kind of went at him. I think she slapped him. He pushed some guy. The guy flew into her. Then Kareem Hunt kicked her after. It's a bad video. It's a bad look. It's bad everything across the board. And that culminated into investigation, then commissioner's exempt list, which, by the way, I just want to point this out. We got this email late last night, because Bogman, we're on the official NFL emailing list. I don't know if you know that.
That's right.
We get official press releases. This was released, and I'm not joking to you here. This was released maybe 30 minutes before the bigger news happened. This is an NFL statement released in their press release. It says, the NFL has placed Kareem Hunt of the Kansas City Chiefs on the commissioner's exempt list, and as a result, he may not practice, play, or attend games. The NFL's investigation, which began immediately following the incident in February, that's an interesting statement, will include a review of the new information that was made public today. That was from NFL Communications. Then Bogman, literally just blowing everybody's Friday night up, Twitter blew up because the Kansas City Chiefs released Kareem Hunt.
Now, the reason that they're saying that they released Kareem Hunt is not because the video came out now, but because they asked him what was in this video and what happened, in this dust up between him and
this
woman.
Back in February,
and they are saying that he lied about it.
So here's their official statement that came. And here's what's interesting. The Chiefs were not working with the NFL on this because the NFL went out of their way to make their statement about the exempt list, and they didn't even wait for the Chiefs to do anything, because then the Chiefs, they blow up in here. They release the running back, and here's their statement. It says, earlier this year, we were made aware of an incident involving running back Kareem Hunt. At that time, the National Football League and law enforcement initiated investigations into the issue. As part of our internal discussions with Kareem, several members of our management team spoke directly to him. Kareem was not truthful in those discussions. The video released today confirms that fact. We are releasing Kareem immediately. I mean,
so I got to ask you something. When do the Redskins pick him up? Immediately? Tomorrow?
I mean, that was the joke that was going everywhere. Everyone was like, I think I saw one that it was like the Redskins are going to trade for 2 first round picks to try to get Kareem Hunt and all of their horrible garbage playmaking. I'll tell you this. Actually, it's interesting you bring that up because, I mean, remember, I went off over on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, Bogman and I's Love Child of Football, which you can catch twice a week. Bogman and I had a brief conversation that went into one of my little tirades about Reuben Foster, because the Reuben Foster stuff, I mean, you want to take all of this. It's a bad look for the NFL. I mean, it's a bad look for people in general, society, corporations, and the NFL mainly. It's all bad. But it's this little slight culmination of, like, Reuben Foster has been arrested 3 times in the last year. He is now up on his 2nd domestic violence charge. And the 49ers, they had said, because if you remember, Reuben Foster, there was allegations of it, and then she dropped it. And the 49ers said, like, hey, listen, if we found that, you know, there was any domestic violence, he's released immediately. But she dropped it, so it was done with. Well, then this came up again. He was arrested, and the 49ers didn't wait. They immediately released him. And the Redskins, in one of just the most hideous moves, they claimed him on waivers. You know, Bogman, because of the severity of this, I mean, it's not the same thing. Really, the only difference here, truthfully, is there's no video. I would say it's hard to say, I guess, in general, but the Reuben Foster stuff, this was his, this was a domestic violence thing.
Yeah, this is a violence
thing. This is just a violence thing. Someone he didn't know.
This woman, you know, she was in, you know, from the story that we got was there was something going on in a hotel room that Kareem Hunt was in. Yeah, a little party. And he caught wind that this girl and her friend or something were 19 years old. So not old enough to drink. And he didn't want to get wrapped up in all that. So he booted them from this party. And then it escalated to her, using inappropriate racist language towards him, and then
he freaked out
and he pushed her. I mean, you can go watch the video. It's all up on every source that you can possibly.
There's also a second video that was up. It's like the Zapruder film.
I haven't seen the second video.
Yeah, this second
is like the JFK.
Yeah, that's what I said. I know it's like the guy, the video on the lawn, the second shooter. What this was I guess it was the interview of this woman being interviewed by the police, and then Kareem Hunt, and you know, they're telling their story. She says that, what did she say? That they wouldn't give her herself. She was pissed drunk, 19 years old. They wouldn't give her cell phone, and she wanted to get out of there. So, you know, kind of being like, they wouldn't let me leave type of thing. Kareem Hunt and his party say they wanted her out because she was underage and drunk, and she was demanding money. So one of Kareem Hunt's female friends, or a female person that was in that party, got in an altercation with her. And then we pick up in the video, obviously, like in the heat of a lot of the stuff going on. So that's the backtailing of what led to the video. But I don't think I've ever seen anything like this from this turn. And there's so many different ways to look at it because, yes, you know, he's a star player on one of the biggest teams in the NFL right now. And the swiftness of this move is it's mind-boggling, because this is something that the NFL and the Chiefs have known since February. And apparently, yeah. Kareem Hunt, sorry, I'm going long here. I just wanted to update one more thing. Kareem Hunt kind of apologized and said he learned from it in August, but no one knew what it was. One of the big things going around, Boggs, was, okay, well, where the hell's this video? Did the NFL and the Chiefs, did they hold this? Were they sitting back? Well, it shows here from Pro Football Rumors that there's an update, because that's everyone's question now is, what the hell? Right. This video comes out, you know, what a time it's coming out. You know, probably, obviously it was sold to TMZ.
TMZ,
which,
yeah.
I heard the NFL and the Chiefs were trying to find out who did this, but there's this rumor, or it was updated from Pro Football Rumors that said the NFL was denied security footage of Kareem Hunt's incident by the hotel and Cleveland police. So that's apparently why this video wasn't out there. And then, as the Chiefs are saying, Kareem Hunt lied. To what capacity, we don't know. I mean, he must have said, that we could speculate all day, Boggs, but he must have said, like, yeah, it was just a bad incident. My friend got in a fight with him. Nothing else happened. And that's not the case.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, there's different implications. But this isn't a Ray Rice video. You know what I mean? This isn't a Joe Mixon video. This isn't on that level. So it seems like, you know, Joe Mixon, you know, he wasn't welcome back
Joe
with open arms.
Joe Mixon and Ray Rice's was tough. It was tough.
Hard to stomach, right?
That's a whole bigger thing that kind of lives in this entire sphere here. And this is where, and the NFL, everybody has got a lot of picking some pieces up to do here because, A, this is like the next video. We haven't had a video really like this since the Ray Rice stuff. You know what I mean? There was a Joe Mixon, to be fair, in that conversation of where I'm going with it, Boggs, is Joe Mixon's was a collegiate. This was a collegiate issue.
Yeah.
So we haven't had an athlete, you know, in their prime have an incident like this since Ray Rice. And what's going on and what's jumping up here is that everyone's like, hey, listen, you know, yes, we see this on video. Scumbag, he's got to be released. But what about the rest of these scumbags? I mean, you and I off air, we're talking about some of the stories. Joe Mixon's is hard to watch because he punches a woman and she goes down.
On the Chiefs, you have Tyreek Hill.
What was his thing?
An amazing athlete. But in, I believe it was in 2014, he punched and choked his pregnant girlfriend at the time. He was at, now, once again, that was collegiate. He was at Oklahoma State. They booted him off the team. He had to go play at West Alabama. He wasn't drafted until the fifth round because of this stuff. Now, he's been to counseling. He married this woman that this happened with. So, I don't know what you want to garner from that, take from that, whatever. Everyone has their own opinions. But, I mean, he's on the Chiefs.
But so here's the problem, and here's the ultimate problem where this whole thing is going to get really messy, is as soon as, because what I saw, Kareem Hunt gets released, and everybody, you know, I don't want to get too crazy into this, but everybody's like, good, he deserves it. He needs to be released, blah, 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 no redemption, all this type of stuff. And then, but then people start to clump in these other situations. But here's the problem. The Chiefs openly just said they're not releasing him for the action. I mean, maybe they technically are, but they're saying they're releasing because he lied to them. Like, it's a very serious matter, and he lied to them about it. So you're going to start clumping in. What's the difference? What is the difference between what Kareem Hunt did and what Tyreek Hill did? Chiefs, tell us what the difference is. The only thing they're going to be able to go to, and this is what's a sticky situation for this team, Boggs, they're only going to be able to say lie. So then you could say, oh, so the act doesn't bother you. And they'll say, no, 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 it does. Well, then what about Tyreek Hill?
Well, they're going to, I think because this happened, you know, in 2014, I don't think Tyreek Hill was drafted until the following year. He was like, they could say that he was already in anger management. He had seemed rehabilitated. They could have even talked to his wife, you know, and talked to her about it. So there's other things that the Chiefs can say, but it is a bad look when you knew that there was some incident like this and you didn't cut the guy or discipline the guy or anything. There was no statement made about it. Like you said, all we heard was Kareem Hunt apologizing. It's almost like the, remember when Jason Giambi said he was sorry to all the fans?
Yeah.
And then they're like, what are you sorry
for?
Yeah,
he wouldn't say it. He's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm just sorry. I was like, okay, yeah.
Let's be more specific. Give me the exact thing that you're sorry for. That's what I want to know.
Let me ask you this. So we've gone through this. Obviously, he's on the commissioner's exempt list. Should we get a... Do you think we should be able, like, the list should be public of things that are looked into by the NFL so we can know what's going on with these things? So it's not like a,
what do you mean,
like the hidden thing,
like the procedure? I don't understand what you're saying. Like, you want to know what their procedure is?
Once an investigation by the NFL is started, there's a statement released about it.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I had no idea about this February thing.
Right, neither did I. I thought this was recent because I didn't know this happened in February, and maybe it was.
I saw the video, and I was like, yeah, what the hell? Did this happen the other night? I mean, you know, that was what happened with Ruben Foster. He did that, like, in Tampa or something.
Right.
You know, so that was just happened. I thought the same thing. Yeah, I mean, this...
Or it seems fishy. Is it not fair to release that, you know, we're doing an investigation until the investigation is over with or whatever? Because what if it's a bold-faced lie, kind of like what happened with Ruben Foster
the first
time?
Yeah.
with this stuff,
where which is a major
use. And yeah, I mean, you can still have your opinion on that or not. If you think that that probably happened and then he said, hey, you know, I'll give you some money if you recant this, whatever you said, which definitely could have happened.
I mean, that's all speculation. Yeah, it's all speculation on anything could have happened. Right. But again, that this is, but I mean, the NFL, I suppose, is they're saying they, I don't know. It's so weird in that statement where they're like, you know, we've had an open investigation since February. To your point, can we get a minutes check? What exactly have you been doing since February? What would you say you do, NFL? Because how come this is just popping up? Like, the video was the smoking gun? I mean, I guess it kind of is, but tell us the rest. What did this woman say? What did Kareem Hunt say? What are the statements? But the NFL, they made and went at their action by putting him on the exempt list, which is exactly what happened. By the way, as soon as the stupid Redskins go and claim two-time domestic abuse, not victim, but what's the word?
Domestic abuser.
Abuser. Yeah, I guess I was trying to chalk it up a little bit more lightly. Not acquitted. What's the word I'm looking for here, Boggs? Like accused.
Accused.
Yeah. I don't know why accused was the most difficult word I could have ever tried to find. But two-time domestic abuse accused person, the Redskins claim him. The NFL promptly, as soon as like that went down, they're like, exempt list. They immediately did that. They did that here. But the Chiefs, they went into action because of probably a multitude of things. And number one is chalked up as being lied to. But like I said, I think that's a messy situation where, you know, you're going to have a lot of defending of Tyreek Hill now. And tell us what the differences are.
Is it Hunt, you mean?
No, I'm saying of Tyreek Hill, of answers of Tyreek. Kareem Hunt's gone. I'm saying the comparisons to his teammate, Kareem Hunt, and Tyreek Hill, you're going to have to find, give us the distinguishing factors of what's difference here, because if it's only a lie, that's a bigger problem. So, hey, don't go anywhere. Hold on, we got to go.
It seems like this is just as bad a day for Tyreek Hill because a lot of people didn't realize.
Yeah, exactly. So here, we got to go to break. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about this, more of the Kareem Hunt situation because he's still unpacking it all. So don't go anywhere. It's more Bogman of the Wells for In This League.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. It's In This League. Bogman and the Welsh. You can find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports, and of course over at InThisLeague.com, where all of the so much fun content that we have is going on over there. All the podcasts, all the ways to have fun, like the Deck Art Balls Christmas special. It's coming up. It's only a couple weeks away. You got to be an ITL Army member. Hey, guess what? December's here. Welcome, December. This is your chance. Beginning of the month, best time to join up with the Army. You got a whole month right at your fingertips. You pay for it. You got the whole month. It's not like you're buying in, you know, with like a week before the end of the month. Get in on it.
Yeah, you got those kids enough stuff. Your wife has enough stuff. Come join the Army. That's for you.
Yeah, maybe you're doing a Christmas like me. I get nothing for Christmas. That was the decision that, quote, we, it's the we, like I like to say on this show, Bogman.
The royal we.
The royal we have said that no one gets presents but the kids. It's all kids, which I'm all for the kids getting presents. but I like stuff too. So
and things.
So you can get yourself something just like I want to get myself. I think it's more of a problem that we're not having like a shared Christmas, because I'm more prone to be like, well, I'm going to buy myself something now, and I might buy myself too many things. So I probably won't, though. So maybe you guys can do it. You guys can buy us stuff and we'll celebrate it on the Deck Our Balls special. But get yourself something. Join us in the ITL Army. We'll have so much fun.
I'm actually proud of you for that. You know, talking about the Army and not, I mean, I guess I'm doing it here, but you have advertised it as come watch Bogman throw up and cry for the last month. So
I was going to
mention that.
I didn't even mention that Bogman cried and then threw up on last year's episode.
And I don't remember any of it.
Nope. And I've actually, I have gotten confirmation that libations are on their way for the special. that is already happening. So
yeah, it is going to be a wild drink one. Them.
Yeah,
because people sent them.
Yeah, I mean that's. I think
don't
that's the rule.
Rude.
I don't. We're not into being rude. We just want to have so much fun. So join up with the ITL Army. Tons and tons of benefits. Tons of ways to have a fun experience with other like-minded people in the fantasy sports community. We cover it all. We'd love to have you. And that is patreon.com/ITL Army. So. More somber note, talking about this Kareem Hunt stuff. You had an interesting take of what you were just bringing up, because, I mean, there have been all eyes on the Chiefs lately from, did I see, by the way, not, I mean, it's hard to be laugh or anything in any of this, but did I see that, or was it a joke that Patrick Mahomes signed a contract with Hunt's ketchup?
I have no idea.
I don't know if that's true. I thought I saw that. I'm going to now look that Patrick Mahomes.
But the point I was making about Tyreek Hill is this is almost just as bad a day for Tyreek Hill as it is for Kareem Hunt, because a lot of people, because all of his stuff happened in college, didn't know about it. I mean, we knew about it because we do draft coverage and stuff like that. And, you know,
I didn't actually know about it till he was really here. And you, I mean, I've known about it for years now, but, you know, when he was first coming up and we talked about, because it was Tyreek Hill's is ugly. Here's the problem I have with all of this. There's so many thoughts in general, but you know, you got to be sensitive to everybody across the board here. But I have a hard time, because at the end of the day, we know that we can't look at any situation and pit the situations against each other, while at the same time looking,
you got your own thing.
But I'm saying you got to all take them as horrible. Like that, nobody wants to hear that. You can't pit one situation to say, well, this one was really bad. So this one isn't quite as bad. You can't do that at the end of the day. But I do think there has to be an acknowledgement to say the Tyreek Hill stuff is awful. It's god awful, the stuff that he had from years ago. It's a horrible, horrible look. And it's pretty amazing that the Chiefs were able to overlook something like that, because it's a dastardly thing. But like you said, they probably interviewed his girlfriend at the time. They're married. So that happened.
There was at least more information available for it. It wasn't like you said before, the NFL and Kansas City Chiefs were both denied security footage of this from the hotel and
the police.
The police.
By the way, and where I was going earlier, literally like 48 hours ago, the news around the Chiefs of how big they were, you know, Patrick Mahomes, everybody loves him, his smile, his weird laugh. He signed a deal with Hunt's ketchup. Like,
boo, wasn't Heinz.
I know. He decides like a ketchup deal. That's the news that we're talking about. A ketchup deal going on with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs are like ketchup, because ketchup has an acceptable amount of, cricket guts and stuff you can have in it.
What?
That's what the Chiefs are.
What?
They can have an acceptable amount of scumbags on their team.
Oh, okay. Are you trying to say that there's crickets in Hunt's ketchup?
There's an acceptable amount of bugs in ketchup. By the government.
Is that more than like other food? Because I know there is that like just horrific. It's that whole thing like you don't want to know what hot dogs are made of, but you also don't want to know anything about any of your food, because they do have that like they're like, there's like a 0.43 acceptable range of rat feces that can go in, you know, Campbell's soup. Alleged. That's not a true fact.
I think it's more for ketchup because it's a fruit, and there's a lot of insects around fruit. So,
okay.
And then it's processed and all that stuff. So,
by the way,
terrible joke I'm making.
It's just one of the worst. But I do have to say, is there anything worse than a tomato being a fruit?
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense. It's a right. It's a vegetable. I know it's a fruit, but it's a vegetable.
But it's a vegetable.
So, there was just no more wondering. You know what I mean? Like, this was one of those situations where I remember earlier Friday morning, we were both kind of like, boy, you know, we're guessing that Kareem Hunt's probably not going to play. It's probably going to go to Spencer Ware. You know, they probably will probably put him on the exempt list. And then, you know, night falls and we're like, oh, he's just no longer a Kansas City Chief. This isn't even a question anymore. It's Spencer Ware takes the reins. So is there anything else to follow up here? It's a garbage situation. I also, by the way, the side thing that I feel like nobody gives attention to, I hate TMZ. TMZ's the worst.
TMZ's terrible. I tried to find the clips somewhere else because I don't like giving TMZ clips. Like, they're making money off of this. They're banking off of, you know, this is not good for Spencer Ware, for Kareem Hunt, of course. And it's not good for the woman involved in this altercation either. It shows her attacking him and being a drunken maniac.
Yeah.
So it's not everyone involved in this situation. Nothing is good.
But what I hate is that we just have this product that this video has been out there for this long. Somebody sold this.
You were telling me about a tweet earlier.
It was just speculation. Someone was like that a security guard was the one that sold this and they probably bet on the game and all this type of, you know, nonsensical, crazy stuff. But like, the Cleveland police didn't go release this to TMZ, guys.
Right, right.
Like, somebody had this. They waited to the opportune moment, and they released it. You know, what was that opportunity? Could it have been someone in the know of thinking that the Cleveland police were going to release this sometime soon? You never know. But that we have a product out there like TMZ that spent whatever alleged amount of money to get this tape, and then they're profiting on it. And all we are is sitting here focusing on what a scumbag Kareem Hunt is now, the NFL as a whole, and how they treat the entirety of their players, while also TMZ's over there like, yes, money. Like Mr. Burns over there like, yes, vitriol, page clicks, give it to us all. I can't stand TMZ.
They're definitely the underbelly of society.
Totally.
Sites like that.
They're the crickets that you would want to go into ketchup. Just crunch them up in there. So in just the worst transition we could possibly do to it, there is something that this is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. There are implications. There are the fantasy implications.
Real quick,
to this.
Before you move on.
Yeah, great. Let's go back. Oh, zero shares. Two shares. Two shares. And one of them is a keeper league, which I'm very high, and it hurt. It's going to
stink.
Is that
the same one? Because I know in one of those keeper leagues, you have Melvin Gordon. Did you just lose Gordon and Hunt?
No, I don't have I don't have Melvin Gordon in any keeper league.
Okay.
But I had this is the one where I started the season with Kareem Hunt, Devontae Freeman, Jerick McKinnon, James Conner, Adrian Peterson, Rex Burkhead. I'm down to James Conner and Adrian Peterson.
Well, Burkhead's coming back.
Yeah, but I mean, he sucks. He's not going to do anything. He's not going to take anything away from James White or any of them. So that's, I don't know if it'll be a death blow, but it's pretty bad. The other one, this is one of the few spots where, you know, we get into the logistics of this, was we have this Champions League we do at ITL where each year we have these 8 satellite leagues, a whole bunch of people. The winner of each one moves on to the Champs League the following year. And it's the best of the best, and I'm doing very good in that league. I have Kareem Hunt, but Spencer Ware was on the wire, and I was able to scoop him up. So profiting off of a horrible situation, as many people have talked about, that's what it was. I mean, early Friday, I told you, like, within, I don't know, man, a half an hour of seeing the story, I went to I picked up Spencer Ware in another spot on Yahoo, and I'm talking, like, what was that, Boggs, like, noon, maybe one.
I mean, it was maybe an hour after this stuff came out.
So maybe like 12 or one or something like that. Yeah. Mountain Standard Time. Yahoo, there were 30,000 pickups of Kareem Hunt at that time.
Of Spencer Ware.
Of Spencer Ware. Who'd I say? Kareem Hunt. Not Kareem Hunt. Probably 30,000 drops.
The drops. Yeah.
No, 30,000 on Yahoo pickups of Spencer Ware. And that was an hour after the situation. So it's a no brainer. I mean, there is the. We've talked a lot about the handcuff situation all year. Remember where it was like, you know,
remember when you were making fun of me for holding all my fab?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yep.
Well, someone might do something stupid in February, so you got to hold on to that fab until November, December.
If he's there. I mean, he was not available in most leagues that we play in.
And also another point you can make there is that a lot of the times right now the fab has passed, so he's just sitting out on wires. So if Spencer Ware was available, like you said.
He was even available. So, I mean, I was able to jump on that situation where it was. But Spencer Ware, and this is what I think is interesting because we've talked so much about the handcuffing situation. He was always the example. Spencer Ware and Kareem Hunt were literally the example that we gave to say, like, hey, listen, most of the time, don't worry about your handcuffs. Unless it's a situation where you're getting a guy like Spencer Ware who could walk in to a Kareem Hunt situation if something were to happen. Like, and he would be the guy.
Yeah, the comparison is, you know, when you have Leonard Fournette, sure, Carlos Hyde is pretty good, but they're going to split carries between Hyde and Yeldon. If Todd Gurley goes down, I love Malcolm Brown, hook him, all that stuff. He ain't Todd Gurley.
No.
You know, so but Spencer Ware has proven in the past he's been pretty damn good to where if Kareem Hunt went down or did something ridiculously stupid, then this guy, Spencer Ware, can step right in and kind of do most of the stuff, give you probably close to 85% of what Kareem Hunt was doing.
And that's what you've got to be hoping for at best if you have that possibility. I'm trying to look here, Boggs. I need to look. I'm looking at game log. Let's see. For 2000, I want to see when the last time Spencer Ware had, apparently.
2015, right?
ESPN says, okay, in 2016, he got a bunch of run here. Yeah, so here's a couple, how about like 15 or more carry games in 2016? Now, what's interesting, though, is the offense is definitely different. It's a lot more dynamic. This is like the Alex Smith days. So back when he had 7 games in that year where he had 15 or more rush attempts. He only had one game. Oh, boy, Bugs. He had one game in 2016 because, I mean, if you can pull up 17, by the way, I just don't see anything, but it was all Hunt anyway. So I don't
know. No, that was when he blew out his knee.
Okay, yeah, that's right. In 2016, his highest carry game, 24 carries, 131 yards with a rushing touchdown against the Oakland Raiders.
His best game was against the Raiders.
It was against the Raiders. He chalked in a whole bunch of 60-yard rushing games. He was pretty good for that. He's not quite the receiving option that Kareem Hunt was, though I'm looking here. The last game of 2016, he had 11 rushes for 70 yards and a touchdown, caught 7 passes for 129 yards against the Chargers that year. So he's capable. I mean, you can probably get 80% production from a guy like him.
Well, before he blew out his knee last season, I was saying, man, I like Kareem Hunt, but Kareem Hunt's getting a little bit too much run because they have Spencer Ware, who was good last season. And then, of course, Spencer Ware tore up his knee and Kareem Hunt looked amazing. So why would you know, take the hot hand out of the lineup? So, I mean, this is a dude that absolutely can be successful, and he's going to be on a lot of championship teams, I think, moving forward. It's going to be people who either held on to or were able to add Spencer Ware at the end of the season.
It's like a James Conner situation, you know, where, like, you know, James Conner's probably going to be on a lot of championship teams this year because he was probably got for nothing, and he has been a massive coup. Do you think Damian Williams is going to be anything? He's the number two in Kansas City. He's only had 3 rushes on the whole year for 1 yard.
No, I think they'll probably add someone else as well. So I don't think Damian Williams is a thing. So
okay, so no pick. So oh, you so see,
I mean,
like
he can catch the ball. I mean, in a deep league, maybe he gets some catches or something. But
how about this?
He's much of anything.
I saw this pop up, and from a nostalgia standpoint, what about Jamal Charles? Knows the system. I mean, he played earlier this year.
So
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad decision at all to go and pick him up.
I mean, if I happen to be a PR person, pretty good PR, you bring back Jamal Charles to Kansas City just for a week or two for people to focus on something a little bit better than the shadow that Kareem Hunt is going to cast over the Chiefs for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's an ugly situation, man. Ugh.
What about last, I mean, we're going to talk, I mean, we got to do DFS stuff. I think Spencer Ware is probably going to be utilized quite a bit this coming weekend. But any other options off the top of our head? I mean, here's the brutal blow, man. We got about a minute. Is people, you're going into your last week before the playoffs. You got to hope you have depth, but the big changes already happened, man. Josh Adams, Gus Edwards, those guys aren't out there. The wire, it's thin pickings out there.
Yeah, I mean, I like a guy like Akram Wadley, you know, so I think he might be on someone's. How about CJ Anderson?
You mean to be called? Okay. You're saying players that could sign. CJ Anderson makes 1,000% sense to come into Kansas City. I was meaning like if people are looking on the wire to replace and you didn't get Spencer Ware, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's league specific and
there's not much out there.
No. It's a bad situation. To be honest, you're basically looking for someone else to get hurt and pick up their backup. Like there's not a lot out there.
Yeah, you'd have to be picking up a Frank Gore, you know, or something like that. I'll tell you, man, this is one of the weirder NFL seasons I can remember, from what Lev Bell did to this situation. And I feel like the Raiders stuff with the trades of the player, it is wild. So, hey, don't go anywhere. We got a bunch more coming up. We're going to try to get to the Thursday game, talk about that. We'll be into DFS. There's a whole connection we didn't even talk about with baseball we might have to get into as well. So, tons happening starting up December. Merry Christmas. We'll be back. It's Bogman of the Welsh in this league.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking
in this league.
Break it down.
Hey, if you enjoy playing daily fantasy sports, but you are sick of dealing with professionals, those damn professionals, we hate them, using their algorithms to select hundreds of lineups and entries, well, you've got to try the Props Builder tool at mybookie.ag. Forget having to create multiple lineups. Ditch the hassle of dealing with late scratches and avoid experts winning 90% of the money. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps. And if you sign up for a new account using promo code FNTSY, you can receive a 50% deposit bonus, Bogman. How much percent?
50%.
Oh, no more dealing with late lineup scratches. No experts to compete against. How many experts, Bogman?
None
of them. Just you and the prop that you choose. So go to mybookie.ag, enter the promo code FNTSY upon sign up, choose the matchups in the Props Builder tool. That's mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY. So, like, sports have been insane this last week. That was my informal, unprofessional thing to go. Like, between Dwight Howard. And, I mean, having a gluteal surgery is just.
All that stuff.
I mean, it can't be scripted.
What was it you tweeted earlier? And I just did the gif of Ryan Gosling putting his hand in his mouth to laugh.
It was just a post about the Dwight Howard thing and is having a gluteal surgery, could be out for 2 months. I just quote tweeted and I said, gluteal, huh? That was it. So you got Dwight Howard. You've had the looming Lev Bell stuff, the Kareem Hunt situation that's going on, and even so much, not to go off track here, but the same day as the Kareem Hunt stuff, which, boy, the Chicago Cubs, the big old statement released of their support that they're keeping Addison Russell, because Addison Russell is accused of, is it domestic violence or domestic abuse?
I don't know. To be honest, the stuff with Addison Russell, I was pissed off because he didn't tip me. So
I forgot about that. You delivered to Addison Russell and he straight stiffed you.
He did. Well, yeah, what a jerk.
That's the reason he's a jerk. Totally.
Right.
he releases this big old apology statement. The Cubs stand behind him. And internet didn't take lightly to it. Bad timing. Really bad timing. Well, to be like, we support him.
Yeah, I mean, you have this stuff, but you also have all the Urban Meyer stuff in college football.
What's the Urban Meyer stuff right now?
Remember when the offensive or the one of the assistant coaches, he had abused his wife, and that was what Urban Meyer was in trouble for earlier this year because he knew about it and he didn't say anything about it. So he was suspended for 6 games. He wasn't the coach of he wasn't their coach for 6 games. He wasn't there. So you had that, the cover up, and now everyone's talking about he has this weird health stuff where he has a cyst in his brain, and it's like that stuff. So it's all crazy. Just like you mentioned, everything has weird. Been nuts this year.
Do you remember Khalil Tate was like the number one college athlete coming in Heisman, and now he's talking about transferring.
Yeah, I know he's going to transfer. I don't know where he's going, but it ain't going to be U of A. Not yet. Dude, so
Draymond Green and Kevin Durant turning on each other and then back, they're good. I don't even know, dude. I don't even know. Is this a recency thing? Am I mistaking this? This last like month, just overall of sports, it is left and right. Every other day, there's something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we had Kyrie
hide your kids, hide your wife.
About, Thanksgiving. You know?
Yeah.
I did see a funny thing the other day. It was like a real image of what would happen if two Earths collided, and it looked like two quarters hitting each other, you know, because the Earth is flat. I was like, did Kyrie make this? What happened here?
I'll tell you, the big thing here, I'm going to tread this very lightly. But the big thing to battle in all
don't
of these...
Don't be a scumbag.
Yeah, don't be a scumbag. But also what I was going to say with like, take particularly this this Kareem Hunt situation. It's it makes it all interesting to see the amount of people that need to go out of their way to make it about themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So many people have to make situations like this about themselves. Yeah, just everybody wants to make sure that they take a step back and let you know.
Oh,
that,
wow. You're not into domestic violence. Great call. Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Breaking news. This important podcast is not for domestic violence. I mean, listen, we should condemn it all. It should all be there.
Of course.
I just don't know. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I guess at the end of the day, you know, when horrible things like this happen, it brings light to the reality of a lot of these situations.
You know,
but
we
also,
like Bo Burnham, the Welsh, and it's a, you know, I didn't think I had to effing write that one down for you.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations. Like, look, yeah, this should get a big reaction, of course. But I mean, you know, who is taking out the time to remind everyone, like the
everybody
people
is.
that are doing this stuff? I mean, like, I'm going to read someone's tweet and be like, oh, man, the Welsh said don't hit women. Okay.
That's
the thing that did it for me.
I'm
going
to have to change. I mean, I think there's plenty of people that are sharing the information about the story, but it is incredible the amount of people that I have seen make it about themselves.
You see Larry Johnson hitting up Kareem Hunt like, I'm so disappointed. I thought you learned from my mistakes. It's like, why don't you shut up, man? I forgot about Larry Johnson's mistakes.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing it back to light. Let's focus on that for a little bit.
God.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard coming from two guys that are being heard and we're on the radio. We're on the radio for a reason, but like everybody in our society now has to be heard. And there's a positive and then there's a negative to it. Like I said, the positive is bringing forth, you know, the horrible stuff and letting people know, you know, it making the awareness. Awareness is an important thing in every facet. So, you know, that is a plus of awareness. But at the same time, though, these type of things, they bring out how every single person must have their voice heard. And it's not just like a couple people, you know, it's almost becoming the point of like, man, what's Ja Rule think? It's like that again. Like, man, I got to know what Ja thinks about this. It's getting to that.
You're really into this? Well, why don't you go donate your time to a women's shelter? Well, I think a tweet will do. You know, that's fine.
It's incredible how many people made it about themselves. But hey, you know what? At the end of the day, Kareem Hunt, he is out of the NFL until, I got to ask you, does anybody claim him?
Someone. Yeah.
You really think
Absolutely.
So much? You think
100%.
But I'm telling dude, you, dude, I'm you know, you know that Roger was like, nobody can, you know, there is some back chain email that has got like one of those, you know, like delete if you forward it type of things. Nobody can.
It's a Mission Impossible. This. Yeah. This, will self-destruct.
You
upon
take a screen. It's like it's like Snapchat. You take an insta. You take a screenshot of it. He'll know that you took a screenshot of it.
Right.
There is. He has got to be pounding the table. Please, please, owners, don't do what you just did with Reuben Foster. You can't do this with Kareem Hunt. I mean, we're talking about another type of a talent too. Do you think it's going to happen?
Yes, 100%.
Oh my God,
dude! Joe Mixon is still in the NFL. Now that stuff happened while he was in college, but it happened like right before he was going to get drafted. So
Redskins didn't save that waiver claim, so might have to go somewhere else.
I mean, and also this isn't like, I mean, I said it before, I'm not sitting here saying that what Kareem Hunt did was right by any means, but it wasn't as bad as the Ray Rice, Joe Mixon stuff. So, it, you know, take that as however you want to take it. It was a shoving and pushing thing. He kicked her at the end, but it wasn't like a, you know, wind up. You know, golden
kicked
kick
her.
Thing.
He kicked her regardless.
Right. He did.
Yeah, let's not. Yeah. We don't get into logistics.
I'm not gonna sit here and, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and defend him. All I'm saying is worse things have happened and those players are still in the NFL. So he will absolutely still be in the NFL. I think the Chiefs made the right move. You know, we can't trust this guy.
Well,
so
I mean, Reuben Foster is a guy we have to say allegedly domestic violence against his wife. You know, that's horrible. And he so to your point, and he was picked up. They picked up that guy. Why? Why? Because there wasn't a video. Like that's the only definitive difference here is there's a video. Is that going to make a difference? I don't know. I can't imagine a team. I'm going to say no, because there's no way a team is going to do that. The Reuben Foster stuff was a mess.
You don't think he will play in the NFL again?
No, I'm not saying in the NFL. I'm saying off of waivers here, Boggs.
No. I don't think. Yeah. Well, that's what I thought we were talking about.
No, waivers.
Picked up off waivers. I don't know. Probably not, because he's on the commissioner's exempt list. So he like.
Well, but since someone
you can add him, but
rights.
He's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah,
so.
but that's where I'm getting. I'm relating this to the Redskins situation, because the Redskins, they put a waiver claim in and they now own the rights to Reuben Foster. And I'm saying that is another team going to be have the balls to put a claim on Kareem Hunt and the attention on the Kareem Hunt situation. I mean, Reuben Foster's wasn't one tenth of what
I'm
going to
stick
right
with.
Now.
Yes,
I say no.
I think someone will.
Who is that team? Who is the balls to do something like that?
I don't know, but people will be really upset and then they'll forget. You know, they won't forget, but it won't be that big of a deal going into next season. So it's a team, you know, the Jets, you know, a team that really needs a running back, the Jets, the Raiders, you know, a team that's desperate for talent.
Ooh, I am going to go if that happens. If he gets
yeah, I mean, so am I. I don't think it's a good move. But like you just said, Reuben Foster was picked up and his stuff is way worse than what this is.
Well, hey, take this. I mean, it's perfect. I don't know. This is the best way I can transition this, man. So give me points if I'm hitting it here. But take the Thursday night game with Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott has had a multitude of issues that were dealt with, not to the same degree. But you see a guy like Ezekiel Elliott still people have forgotten. It's done with. People are done.
I don't think people have forgotten.
Well,
but
the people. The people that won't forget, they haven't forgotten. You know what I mean.
Right.
There's people that they're saving all of it. They're saving all of it for the next time. So they've got all the screenshots, all the stuff. They're just waiting for the next moment to do it. But what I'm saying is, in public perception, Ezekiel Elliott has had a couple incidents here and was suspended. And, you know, it's furthers your point here. So that's the best way I could transition to the Thursday night game here, so we can stop talking about Kareem Hunt. let's stop talking about Kareem Hunt on that Thursday night game. By the way, you did the Thursday night with Bogman. How awful was it watching this game with all of our ITL friends?
Well, the Cowboys fans weren't there. So because
well, so
they
it
were
better,
they got to concentrate on this game. So they were not there. So it was it was pretty good. My DirecTV went out a couple times and I had to take a blood pressure pill early because of that. But the game was good. This, by the way, I believe this is the most watched Thursday night football game ever.
I saw that. How is that even possible? Because I mean,
because
Cowboys,
it's two good records. It was Dallas and New Orleans. So and Dallas is, you know, most popular team ever. So
that trope has got to be done, though, right?
Dallas.
Dallas most popular. That thing is that's over.
I do like all the memes whenever they win of like, you know, snakes coming out of the sewer, like we them boys, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. We have cowboy friends, so we're allowed to say it.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works in Welsh. With that,
that's not how it works. But the Cowboys, a very, very surprising fashion, they took it to the Saints. And one of your favorite bits has been saying how the Saints had not lost since week one. Well, took them to week 12, and it went down.
Yeah, that Dallas defense came to play, man. They looked really, really good. They stymied Drew Brees, who only had 127 yards in this game and a pick. Our boy Alvin Kamara only had 72 total yards.
Come on, Alvin. And the Chipmunks. 8 catches, though.
Yeah, Mark Ingram had 28 total yards. Michael Thomas only had 40. Kirkwood was the one. I almost lost $100. Kirkwood was
the guy
that got a touchdown. I mean, I was telling everybody, yeah, no, I think Tre'Quan Smith is a decent start here. And obviously not, because he didn't have one damn catch.
Well, I mean, Drew Brees had 127 yards. When's the last time Drew Brees had under 150 yards in a game? Someone do that research for me. I'm not doing it, but someone.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been earlier this year just because Alvin Kamara went up 400 yards. You know what I mean? Like one of those weird games.
I'm going to look. There's no way.
Yeah, no, I'm going to look at his game log right now. I don't think he has.
Yeah, I beat you to it.
Actually, he had 171 yards the game before that. 120 yards at Minnesota. Yeah.
What?
18 of 23, 120, one touchdown, one pick at Minnesota.
Did he have 171? He only had 171 yards at Atlanta.
Last week, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but wow.
This game.
Wow.
What was it with this game that they won here over Minnesota? 30 to 20. How'd they score all these points? Kamara, field goal, Kamara, Will Lutz.
Kamara.
P.J. Williams, 45-yard interception, and another field goal.
Remember when Alvin was Kamara?
Yeah, I do, and I like that better.
Yeah, I like Kamara
better. It's not right. No. It's Kamara. So.
It is Kamara. And the Cowboys, they pulled off the win, led by Ezekiel Elliott, who I'm picking on here. Over 130 total yards, receiving touchdown on 6 catches, 76 yards on the ground. Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper looking like a good tandem here. No sign of Allen Hurns, just donezo. And Dak Prescott, 24 for 28. Very, very effective. One touchdown. Cowboys look good, man. I mean, I was asked, but our guy Rob didn't. He's a Cowboys fan, and or maybe he asked me. I'm not sure if he asked you, but I'll relay it to you. Do you think the Cowboys could do some noise? Or make some noise is probably the better way to actually say it.
I mean, of course, I think anything's possible once you get into the playoffs. And I thought that this was going to be the Philly and Dallas are tied and the last month of the season is going to be really big, because I figured that Dallas would lose this game and Philly would beat Washington because Washington is so banged up and they would have the same record. But Dallas is in firm control of the NFC East now. So, yeah, it looks like they're going to get a home game in the playoffs. And, you know, all you got to do, you beat one team on the road. You know, you beat the team on the road.
But
the next
do you
week.
Believe it?
I mean, I don't think that they're as good as the Saints or Rams. I know they just beat the Saints,
well,
but I think
close.
If this game was in New Orleans, I don't think they would have won this game.
As I said, like, sure, the Cowboys, I mean, I said it like a week or two ago on the Black Book that I think Dallas is going to win the division, and I think they can win the division and get to the playoffs. But if you're saying, can they make noise in the playoffs? I only think the noise would be, like, that's about it. they're not beating the Rams. And I know
they
beat
one
the
of
Saints.
The best games. They, you know, the last time they're in the playoffs, they beat Detroit, obviously. And then they had a really good game against Green Bay. Or that might have been two separate different playoff years. But that was that game against Green Bay. They almost had it. It was a great game.
Yeah.
So,
well, I would bet any money if the Cowboys and Saints meet in the playoffs, any Cowboy fan that wants to take the money, I will put the house on the New Orleans. On the New
on
Orleans.
The New Orleans.
Yeah, on the New Orleans. That's where I'm going.
New Orleans.
Are you with me on the New Orleans?
I am with you on the New Orleans. I would take the New Orleans in a playoff matchup as well.
All right. Wild. Because
it would likely be in the New Orleans.
Exactly. The New Orleans. And we know Ezekiel Elliott, a little dangerous in Nollins there. But all right. We'll be back. First hour up, second hour on the way. So don't go anywhere. We got DFS to talk about and a whole bunch more. So it's the ITL Boys, Bogman and Welsh.